All right, let's get started. So this is going to be the lightning talk on Redux. Are you good?
Yeah, so hello everyone. Thank you for coming to my talk. I'm Jacob. I'll be giving you a very short introduction to the microkernel-based Unix-like OS Redux. So essentially, Redux tries to be a Unix-like operating system built on top of a microkernel from which much of the POSIX enabling functionality is incrementally and continuously being moved into user space. It's inspired by many existing OSs, both monolithic and microkernel, like SEL4, the BSDs, and importantly Plan 9, from which much of the file system architecture is derived. Redux has been in community development since 2015, and it's almost exclusively written in Rust. Somewhat ironically, even our C library, relibc. There are, of course, some third-party exceptions, like the C compiler and web browser NetSurf, etc. The portability focus is not primarily on syscall translation or virtualization, but to implement POSIX from scratch. And this is done primarily in larger user-based components. This, along with our maturing relibc, has recently allowed porting lots of new applications. For example, the Cosmic apps have been reused from the Cosmic desktop. And also, we've been able to port lots of regular C and Rust software. That's a bit about me. I'm an engineering physics student from Sweden. I've been a Redux contributor for a bit now, and I'm currently a maintainer as well. I've been a Summer of Code student and worked on I/O, user specified some previously kernel things. Done demand paging, and this year also been working on the Analyt project, Unix-style signals. You can check out my talk from yesterday to get a more detailed overview of the signal project. That one has been mostly finished. So to give a brief explanation of Redux's architecture. Again, it's a microkernel, so the things that normally would have been in kernel space on a monolithic kernel instead lives mostly in user-based components. This is done through an IPC protocol that is mostly file-like. So essentially, you write these schemes that sort of behave like file system in user space, FUSA. These are called schemes mostly for historical reasons. They were originally URL schemes, but now they've been sort of downgraded to regular MON points. The syscall ABI is intentionally unstable, and we hope we can break it as much as possible in the near future. Normally, a stable ABI would have made a lot more sense on a monolithic kernel, and this is why Linux does it, presumably. The burden of supporting old interfaces is not nearly that high when your kernel is already that huge, but when your kernel is really tiny, old interfaces affect the entire architecture. So the way we handle ABI stability is instead through our C library. So the stable ABI is essentially in relibc. Relibc is our C library, and it's almost, again, entirely written in Rust. Only a few macros, etc., are not written in Rust. Most of the other headers are actually C bindgen, auto-generated. The Rustification has allowed making the code safer, so you can, for example, encode C strings using the strong type system. There is both a Linux backend, which is quite similar to like a minimalist C library like Muscle, which is a thin wrapper of raw syscalls on Redux, and instead uses the Redux RDE component. As with the status, the POSIX coverage has increased noticeably recently. For example, last summer we were able to port the Cosmic apps, so they're now the default. Also, with dynamic linking being closer, we'll be able to improve development speed quite a lot, and it's also improved the prospects for self-hosting in the near future, which still isn't quite supported. The Signal project will allow for future user specification, having solved one of the major obstacles to that. Although there are some blocking bugs currently in NetStack, I tried this a while ago. Cargo new followed by cargo run actually works in the Hello World example. The things that currently fail is when you try to fetch crates from the internet and unpacking large tarballs, etc. So yeah, I'll be doing the demo now. Let's hope this works. Yeah, so there's the serial output there. Yeah, so we have a bunch of user-based applications currently inherited from Cosmic. We can open. We can visit Redox itself. I guess yeah, any questions?
We can do one.
All right, so there is one there.
Can you explain a bit more what has changed with the schemes? Because from everything is a file, you were using everything is a URL, so I assume that that was those schemes. And what has changed there?
Okay, so your question is why we changed from everything is a URL to everything is a file?
No, you mentioned that there are some changes in schemes around mount points, I believe. What has changed there exactly? I did not.
Yeah, so previously schemes were sort of a top-level mount point. Like a bit similar to Windows drive letters, but with arbitrary names. And they were intended to act as a scheme part of a URL. So you could, for example, do second disk colon slash slash and then some path. But this colon slash slash part makes POSIX compatibility really hard because POSIX allows any character except for the null character and the slash character itself to be present in a file name or in a path. And this means we more or less had to abandon the scheme path format for it to be compatible.